Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet. But do not fret, chin up, my friend. A little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show, Hope. We're downtown Corinth here at Super Talk Radio Station. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm in the house with some of my great friends here, Ronnie Martin to my left. He is the director of the Freedom Center. And to my right is Sandy Coleman Mitchell. And everybody knows Miss Sandy. She's also our tax assessor and things. And also in the room, I got Dr. Phil keeping us straight. And our man Clevy White is here to support us. So we're excited about today's show. We're excited about every Thursday. It's always an exciting morning. We always start off by trying to give you an update with the Freedom Center. And Ronnie, looks like you've got them packed out there.
Well, yeah, we do, Tommy. We've got 10 guys out there. had one leave last week, but we also got two more coming next week, Monday and Wednesday, I do believe. So that'll put us at capacity. You know, we need more room. So that's, we're in the process of adding on in a couple of years. But, we need the space. But if you need help, we still want to help. I've sent guys to two different programs this week. And, just because we're full, we're still able to send you to other programs to get help.
We got outlets all across the South, really, from Alabama to South Mississippi to Nashville, Tennessee. If you need treatment facilities and things, we can help you get that too. As far as the detox, there's detox units around the state of Mississippi and things, so we're connected to that. But we want to help. Like Ronnie said, he has helped a couple guys go to different programs this week. Mm-hmm. But that's an everyday deal, Ronnie. We help folks. We're kind of like a phone book or what is it called when they Rolex?
Rolodex.
Yeah, Rolodex.
Yeah, it's always ringing.
We're just a director in a lot of ways, and we're thankful for that opportunity. Again, if you want help, give them that webpage.
Website is corinthfreedomcenter.com, or you can call my cell phone, 662-416-0234.
Is that 24 hours a day, Ronnie?
Usually it is.
Yeah. What does that look like, Ronnie, 24 hours a day? You didn't know that phone rings so much, did you?
I did not.
But people's in trouble. There's a lot of people needing help and things where you're seeing fentanyl, and you're starting to hear these other things that people are starting to take.
Even the gas station drugs.
The gas station, and we have them in Alcorn County that they sell this junk across the counter, and people spending $200-$300 a day at your local gas station.
Crazy.
They wasn't even spending that much at the local dope house.
I know, it blows my mind.
Yeah. So, people's desperate needs help. What? Tell us a little bit about the guys that are running, from what age you got to where they from.
Well, they're from all over, Tommy, but this group we have in particular right now is a younger group. So they can be, they're a lot more energy, a lot more high strung, a lot more games too, just to be honest with you. But we got some new guys coming in next week that are going to be older, mid 50s, but right now they age from 20 to 36.
And they're from, tell us a little bit, so call some town. I know the boy that come in was from Starkville.
Yeah, Fulton,
Ripley.
Boonville, Ripley, Tennessee, really all over
time. We've had guys come from all around the country, really, to come to Corinth, Mississippi to get help. And that's the Freedom Center. We're thankful for that. We've been open for almost 4 years. You've took in how many men?
140
guys. You know, when we opened the door, we was hoping to average about 40 a year. We're almost there.
Yeah.
And, you know, here it is. We still got 6 more months left in this year. So we're getting to where we built that program to be. And again, you mentioned a new campus. I was out there late yesterday afternoon. Sandy, I don't know if you knew this, but we bought land on Alcorn Center School Road, about a mile and maybe less than a mile and a half from the Highway 72. If you turn off 72, it's on the left,
yeah,
right there at the fire tower. There's 112 acres of land right there. They're cutting timber right now, probably cutting it today. And when they get that done, they're well over 50% done. Once they get that done, we're going to be in striking distance of paying that land off. And once we have that land paid off, we got a company, Tyler Pittman, and them is going to come in and help us get it cleaned up, build a lake and things. And then after that, we're going to start building a new campus.
Yeah.
And that campus would be built with the ideal of holding 35 men to start with. And someday, whoever takes our place down the road will probably fix it to hold 70 men someday. Mm-hmm. But we're getting a campus started. We need your help with it. And we've got a group that's in our county that has reached out to us that wants to help. And Sandy, you're here representing that group today. And Sandy, you told me a few minutes ago, y'all been doing these fish fries for 10 years.
Really close to 10 years, yes, sir.
Yeah, and I know I've been to a bunch of them at the Blue Building.
Yes, sir.
But y'all coming on the other side of town this
week. We are.
Yeah. To Living Free Ministries there located at Magnolia Funeral Home, out behind the funeral home. Next Saturday, May the 24th, y'all going to be cooking fish from 11 to 3. Going to have auction items starting to sell at 3 o'clock. And what does that look like during that day, Sandy?
Oh, it's wild.
I would not expect anything else. Got you and Dave Conway leading this thing up. So.
That's right. We try to have plates ready at 10:30. We'll have chicken plates, fish plates, or you can do a mixed plate if you want to. We'll also have some good old white beans and them with the hush puppies. And you can get a bowl of beans and a little bag of hush puppies. And we'll have all kind of drinks there, tea, and then the canned drinks and water, too. And we're just tickled to get to be a part of it. Living Free means a lot to our community. We all support it dearly, and this is just an opportunity for us to help. We've got a lot of volunteers that follow us and that come and help and batter fish and run the hot food when it gets cooked to the door or wherever we're serving from. And so we're looking very forward to next Saturday.
Well, you're going to have about, I would say, 15, 18 extra help that day because of our guys. All of our guys will be there helping, and people can meet our guys. We'd love to be there just talking about the program, sharing about what's going to go on. All the money that's raised that day, Sandy, will go to pay on that land that we've purchased out there.
Wonderful.
So, you know, our goal right now is to get that land paid for.
Yes.
We started off at $321,000. As of today, I'm out about $170,000 left. So if I do the math, that's about $150,000 been paid. So we've got a big timber check coming. So that's going to be cut down, and then we got a fish check coming.
There you go.
So we're getting close.
We are.
We're getting close, and during the next segment and stuff, we're going to be sharing about how people can help. Dude Conway texted me this morning, I think at 2 o'clock. I don't know what time that was.
Yeah, I got one about 4.
Yeah. So we're going to be sharing about how people can help and be a part of this. We also got brand new Freedom Center t-shirts that's available that's going to be selling that day, Sandy. Our man Clevy over here has designed it. The back, you can go online and already see some things that my daughter and them has set up on online auction. So it is going to be wild. It's going to be a busy week. It's going to be a busy day, but it's going to be a great day where the community comes together and helps folks.
Yes, sir. That's so, what we're looking forward to.
Well, guys, everything we do, it takes, as my friend Nelson Hyatt says, it takes moolah to make things going. And And so we're going to be talking about how to raise some money on this through this fish fry. She just told me some numbers that they've done in the past that was unreal and stuff. So we're expecting a big turnout next Saturday, May the 24th, starting serving fish around 10:30 at Living Free. We're going to go to 2:30, 3 o'clock. Then we're going to have an auction. So and when we come back, we're going to tell you how you can help and some needs that we need. We get to do this radio show because of our sponsors. We have this community is good to us, Sandy.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been in office now?
This is my second term, second year of my second term.
So you understand.
Oh, yes,
this community is good. Y'all been doing these fundraisers 10 years. From the east side, the west side, to the north, to the south, Alcorn County is bubbling over with people yes. that's willing to help. And we want to say a big shout out to that. Our radio sponsors, Dave's, my mattress store there on Highway 72. Listen, we've talked about sales for 10 years, 11 years, ever how often. You know, every mattress store has always got a sale going on. But listen, I promise you it's the biggest sale we've ever had. Starting tomorrow, Friday, we're going to start a Memorial Day sale starting a week early. And we're going to run through all the month of May. We have over 300 mattresses in stock. There's a truck sitting there this morning wanting to unload. I don't know what we're going to do. The only thing I know how to do is sell them. So we need to sell. Prices will be cut. And that sale starts tomorrow. If you walk in there and tell them you heard that on the radio today, we'll start that sale today. So listen, Nick Bain, Nick's a dear friend of all of ours, and Nick's been good to a lot of these fundraisers and things. So Nick Bain's a sponsor of our radio show. Crosswind Ministries and Living Free Ministries been in this neighborhood for over 20 years, helping folks and things. We're thankful that we get to do it. My wife, Wilco Real Estate Group, for all your real estate needs, reach out to my wife, my daughter. I promise you, ain't nobody going to outwork my wife and her team, okay? Daniel Arthur, who owns the local Subways, got two on Highway 72, one on Shiloh Road. Stop in, buy some cookies, meatball sandwich, or whatever you like. The Dinner Bell, Melissa Carson and them, for lunch plates, dinner plates, fish, steaks. I mean, they do it right. Gatlin's Pharmacy in Tishomingo. Bart and Don Dorn is dear friends, big supporters. We're thankful for that. For all your pharmacy needs in Tishomingo County, Gatlin's Pharmacy in Tishomingo, Mississippi. Magnolia Funeral Home, first-class folks doing first-class things. Jim and Sheila Calvert, you just can't beat them. For any of your burial needs or anything, man, Jim and Sheila Calvert there at Magnolia Funeral Home. Jeff Green, Jeff's Barbershop there on Highway 72, right across from our mattress store. Jeff cuts all of our guys' heads. I don't know how many. Them 140, he's cut a lot of them.
A lot of them. Probably yeah. 3/4, yeah.
Yeah, he cuts all of our guys' heads, keeps them shining and stuff. He even cut Lee Hall's.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and then the Freedom Center. Guys, our addiction recovery ministry right here in North Mississippi, CorinFreedomCenter.com. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got Sandy Mitchell with us.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Heavy plate lunch and dinner special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, good morning. We welcome you back to our second segment of our show, Hope. We get to do this every Thursday morning, Ronnie. And man, we love what we get to do and thankful for it. And again, because of the radio sponsors, we get to do it. And a big shout out to them. But also, I didn't mention our phone number for any kind of text or comment about today's show. Now listen, I'm going to be straight up. We're going to be talking about raising money today. 662-603-9829. We need you to take that phone number, 662-603-9829, and text us about money today, Sandy.
That's right.
Well, our whole purpose over the next week is to raise money for the Freedom Center's new campus.
Yes, sir.
And we, Duke Conway and Sandy and a group is doing fish fry. It's May the 24th. They're at Living Free. The money will be for the Freedom Center. Sandy, May the 24th is a special day to me. 27 years ago, that's the day I got saved. I was 32 years old and lost and wandered around in the old world and messed up. The Lord saved me and radically started changing my life. So May the 24th is a special day to me.
Awesome.
And it's going to be a big special day next week as we cook fish. And like I said, all that money will go to that. And you can text us, and this is some needs we're going to need. We need you to plan on eating with us to start with.
First of all.
It's good fish.
Yes, sir.
But you got white beans and cornbread.
Yeah.
Yeah, desserts.
Yes, sir. We have a lot of folks that donate desserts, and we'll take desserts. Folks that want to donate them, bring them. You can either have them pre-wrapped, you know, cut and pre-wrapped, or bring them, and we'll have enough help there that day to cut and wrap them.
We're going to need drinks, too.
We do. We need some canned drinks.
Canned drinks. That's and bottled water.
Jugs of tea.
Jugs of tea. All that, and that can be happening at Living Free Ministries. Well, listen, one of the main needs we need right now, our guy Duke Conway told us this morning before the rooster crows, that the fish needed to be paid for.
That's right.
And they buy it at Briggs. They get what goes on at Briggs? What do you guys say?
We provide Briggs with a list of what we need for this benefit. And folks go down there and they'll either buy a box of hush puppies or they'll buy a box of fish or buy a jug of oil or whatever's on the list. And those ladies down there at the desk keep up with it. And then Dude and I talk to them during that week before the benefit and see where we're at, what we need. And we try to, you know, let folks know, hey, we short on the fish or we're short on hush puppies or, you know, we need this much more money to take care of it. We love to have all the supplies that we need that they paid for before the day of the event.
Because it's all profit after that.
That's exactly right.
So how much fish are we talking about? I'm curious, how much fish do we need for this benefit?
About 300 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Dude said that. He said, man, I'm hoping to cook 400 pounds. He said, I don't know if we can cooked that many in that short time.
But wow.
300 pound of fish.
That's a lot of fish.
It is.
Yeah. And dude told us this morning that we needed $3,000 to pay Briggs off.
That's right.
And he also said that we needed to pay that Tuesday.
That's right.
So we've got a few days, and then we get everything paid for Tuesday, and then y'all going to show up Saturday morning with guns loaded and ready to go.
Cookers wide open.
And yeah. So this is what I was thinking, Ronnie. Listen to these numbers. I love numbers in my head. $3,000 worth of fish could turn into $20,000. How many guys will $20,000 bring in a program?
Six guys. Yeah.
Really almost seven.
Yeah.
So one person that paid $3,000 could almost pay for seven people to get help.
That's huge.
That's the numbers I was thinking about this morning and things. And I don't know where you can invest $3,000 and get that big of a turnaround. And you're going to help people, not only in our community, but surrounding communities, get help that they desperately need. What, when someone calls you, give us an example, Ronnie, of someone that's called you in the last, let's take the young guy that just checked in. He called you, and he's a good guy, come from a great family. But what? Tell us how that process and what he was struggling with.
Well, he just called. He was actually struggling with gas station stuff, you know, the marijuana pens, dab pens, they call it. You know, he was struggling. He's got a good job, a good a CDL job, and he was, just scared. He had done all that time and done all that work to get his CDLs. He had a good job for a few years, and he was in the process of possibly losing it. So he was, you know, trying to get right for his family and needed help. So we stayed in contact for a couple of weeks, and he finally checked in this past Monday.
So he's checked in with us. That's the kind of folks you're going to be helping. But now this money is going to get our campus paid for and stuff, so we can build a bigger one. Ronnie, do you need more room?
A lot more room, yes.
Yeah,
we're packed.
Is the need big?
It's huge.
It's big. Huge. We can't outbuild the need.
You can't expand it. I mean,
we can start a process of getting help. First text message I got was, where was benefit? May the 24th. That's next Saturday, and it's going to be held at Living Free Ministries, which is located right behind Magnolia Funeral Home. And we'll get started. They're going to start selling fish around 10:30, and you go to run out or about 3 o'clock, right, Sam?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And sometimes we went past 3. If we've got it ready, we'll have folks still there making plates while the auction's going on.
Well, I've come to many of them.
Yes, sir.
I've always come and bought fish and or chicken or whatever at almost every one of them that I knew about. So now I'm going to be there kind of helping and things. So I'm all excited.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you said you don't have a clue how many y'all done.
I don't have a total. I got a notebook that's got, you know, what we made at each one and just a lot of notes that I make at after every event. I know it's well over $300,000. Yeah. I'm going to say it's pushing $500,000.
That y'all've raised in 10 years.
In this community.
Fish fries.
Yes, sir.
Fish fries.
Just to help families local.
Wow.
Help families with medical expense and things,
sir.
Whatever. In this situation, dude's been one of our supporters from day one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget 20-something years ago, they invited me to speak at a brotherhood. I didn't know Dude Conway. Never had met him. I got there, the cook or something didn't show up. Dude had went to town to get biscuits. So it was a little bit of chaos that morning. He got back with biscuits, and we done our thing and went on. And a few days later, Dude Conway calls me. He said, man, I really think I need to help you, man. Where you at? I said, well, I'm at work at Subway. And he said, I'll be there in a minute. Well, Dude walks in. He had a phone on each bib of his overalls and had a piece in his ear or something. I'm thinking, man, what's this guy? Well, Dude helped us get started. And, we're holding the fish fry out Saturday. Dude Conway actually gave the first check to get that campus started. So it's got a lot of special things going on.
Yes.
And that's been 20 years ago.
Wow.
So, and now we're back here cooking fish to help people struggling in our community with addiction. Not only our community, our surrounding community, Sam.
Right, right.
So we're thankful for that. And so we need $3,000 to pay for fish.
Yes, sir.
What's some other things we need?
We're going to have some slaw, of course. Can't have a fish fry without slaw. And we're very fortunate that several local restaurants provide that slaw for us.
You said this morning, Kenny's Barbecue.
Chapman's. And the Dinner Bell. They usually give us 3 to 4 gallons apiece. We need to start out with 12 gallons.
So.
And that's what we like to have. Usually it's enough to take care of it. I hope we run out and need more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then we need drinks. We need people showing up with a case of drinks, canned drinks, case of water. If you want to get that stuff, you can drop that off at my mattress store.
Yes, sir.
This week. If you want to pick up some drinks and just drop off at my mattress store, that'll be fine. We'll get them there. Or just call us either one. Ronnie's phone number, he said, was 24 hours a day.
That's right.
So, but what's some other things we could help, Sandy?
We need some, like you say, you're going to have your guys there to help serve. That's always a big plus to have people there to help serve, help tote these plates and stuff, sack them up, take them to the vehicles. Clean up. When it's over, everybody's worn out.
Yeah.
That's when you really need a second shift to come in. And they come in and help clean up, you know, while we're draining the oil and loading our rigs back up, then we need folks cleaning up, taking out the garbage. And so we need lots of volunteers, definitely.
And desserts.
Desserts. We'd love to have some of these good homemade desserts folks make in our community.
So, and then people just showing up to buy a fish plate.
Yes, sir. We need them to buy a fish plate and a drink and a dessert.
Chicken plate. So it's $10. You get a fish plate and a drink. Then an extra dollar, you get a dessert.
That's right.
The way it works?
Yes, sir.
So that'll be taking place May the 24th, Living Free Ministries, right there behind the funeral home. From 10:30 to 3, they'll be selling fish.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, there are some needs. We need $3,000 to pay for the fish. We need canned drinks. Let's go with Coca-Cola and Diet Coke since we're in Coca-Cola town.
There you go.
And then we need desserts.
We do.
And y'all can drop drinks. Y'all can drop the desserts off at my store, too. I don't know if they're going to get that.
They'll never make it.
Lots of bottled water because we use a lot while we're cooking and the volunteers as well, and they're welcome to drop any off there at my office at the tax assessor's office.
662-603-9829. We need your help to make this fundraising day a big event. The life of the Freedom Center, we've been open 4 years. Ronnie Martin is our director, but Ronnie Martin was also the very first guy to ever come in our program.
It's detrimental to me and my family. You know, it changed my family for the better, obviously. And just I love being able to get to be able to do what I do every day. You know, just helping the next guy, holding the rope, like we always say. It's just you know, it's life changing. I can't express it enough.
662-603-9829. Y'all text me and tell me how you can help. We need $3,000. We need drinks. We need people hungry that day.
Yes,
we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We also got an auction going on that day. So we will talk about that and how you can help with the auction.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, They know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Are you a chef or a cook? Tired of the same old kitchen routine? Craving a fresh challenge? Well, the Dinner Bell is currently looking for talented, passionate cooks to join the dynamic team. The Dinner Bell offers a fun and supportive work environment, competitive pay, and the opportunity to showcase your culinary skills in what has been voted the best restaurant in Corinth. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we want to hear from you. Apply in store today, but you must be available to work nights and weekends. The Dinner Bell. Where passion for food meets a rewarding career. All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson from Car Mattress Furniture Outlet right here on Highway 72 in Corinth, Mississippi. Listen, we have the biggest sale ever going on right now. It's the biggest sale we've ever had. Some mattresses is cut $1,000, some over 50% off. Man, we've got over 300 mattresses in stock. We need to sell. Remember me, man. You got to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get them deals.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome back our third segment today of our show, Hope. We titled our show Hope because that's our mission, Sandy.
Yes.
Is to bring hope each day to someone that's struggling, whether that's laughing with them, crying with them, praying with them, or getting them some sort of help. That's our mission each day. And we're thankful that we get to do it.
Yeah.
Our community's been very good to us. Living Free's been in this community 20 years, really 21 years. And now the Freedom Center has been here almost 4 years. Yeah, December will be a complete our fourth year. And over 140 guys has come into that. Sandy, they've come from San Diego. They've come from Texas. They've come from Florida. They've come from Indiana, Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana, to Corinth, Mississippi to get help.
Wow. Yeah.
All over.
Yeah. So it's not only a local recovery program. It's really a regional program. And for us to go forward and to grow, we needed bigger space, and now we've got a plan, and we're going forward with that. And we've got y'all, Duke Conway, and y'all have asked to be part of that, and so we're excited about that and very thankful for you too. So we've talked about the fish fry and some needs we need there, from $3,000 to pay a Briggs. You just said that. You know, I mean, if you just want to go by and pay Briggs, you can. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
But let me share this. If you just come by my store and write Living Free a check, you can get that tax deductible that way.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
If you just want to come by and write a check for Living Free, or mail it to us, or even go online, livingfreecorinth.com. You can give online, and that's going to get you a tax deductible gift at the end of the year. So there's a lot of ways to help.
Yes, sir.
And you said fish, slaw, french fries,
chicken,
white beans, cornbread, hush puppies, and homemade desserts.
Yes, sir.
And we need drinks.
We do.
We need drinks. But also that day, after y'all get everybody filled up and stuffed, y'all have an auction. What does that look like, Sandy?
The auction is a fun part of the day. We have, you know, our community is very blessed to have local individuals and businesses that support these benefits that we do for families in need. They give money. We'll take that money sometimes and go and purchase items to sell at the auction. And we're just very blessed to have the support. A lot of businesses and people donate, whether it be a box of tools from a local auto parts store or a piece of pottery or some jewelry. And we have lots of folks that come get plates during the day and they'll go back home. But come auction time, they're going to be there and they're going to bid and they're going to buy. And we have a lot of followers that come to help support the auctions. And just need to bring your seat and sit down, bring your pocketbook.
Well, in the new modern era that we are in, my daughter and them has created a Freedom Center auction page on Facebook. And they've got things already listed. And they've got McCarty pottery. We know that's a hot item.
Oh, yeah.
We've got jewelry. We've got other things that's been donated. So you can go social media to the Freedom Center auction page, I think. And they've already got it underway, really.
I like it.
So I wouldn't have never thought about that, but that's the reason I'm listed as an old man now.
That's why we have those young folks.
That's it. So we need items to auction. So
yes,
any
sir.
Business could reach out to Ronnie, give them your phone number again.
It is 662-416-0234.
Yeah, so any kind of auction items and things that you'd like to be part of, we would be glad to pick that up.
Absolutely.
My daughter's already been doing that, but we need that.
We do.
Now, Sandy, they've been people call me and ask me about I know cakes and pies bring a lot of money in auction, so I know that some people's bring cakes and pies for the auction that day. And we welcome that.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Cakes will bring $100-$150.
They
a lot
will.
Of days. So we need things like that. If you want to bring it that day, you can bring it that day. Or if you want to bring it to living to my mattress store the day before. So there's a lot of ways that you can help this event become a big time event.
Yes, sir. You know, that's a Memorial Day weekend. There'll be cookouts and stuff going on probably on Monday. So folks will pay good money to get these cakes and pies so they don't have to cook.
I didn't think about that.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be huge and stuff. So anything like, again, if you need auction items, if you'd like to donate auction items to help the Freedom Center campus that day, reach out to Ronnie Martin. My daughter or me will get that help. Again, my phone number is 662-603-9829. That's a text line only.
And mine is, Ronnie's is 662-416-0234.
And we'll be glad to try to help. So have y'all already got up more fundraising set up? Y'all the busiest people I know.
Well, we have a couple families that we are talking to. Yeah. Had a guy that just got a liver. We're going to meet with his family 1st of June and get one set up probably at the Blue Building there in Kossuth.
Yeah.
You know, we have several venues that we go to. We go to Goose Pond and go there at the fire station and have a benefit. We've done the American Legion Building, and we've been over here at Farmington at their fire station, and just wherever the family's location is, that's where we try to go and reach those folks.
So with that, I mean, you come into Living Free Ministries this time, and we're excited to have y'all on our campus. One of the things that I'm always excited is a lot of people know we're out there, but they've never been there. So, you know, just to be able to come and see what our campus looks like and what our building is, what we do, we'll be there all day. We'd love to show you. If somebody wants to go see the Freedom Center, we'll be glad to do that. And we want to talk about our new campus. 112 acres, all Consensus School Road. It's the future campus of the Freedom Center, and we need it. We're looking at, I would say, in the best time, within 4 years of being there, I would think. Now, God can move, and we can move a lot quicker, but I'm just saying that's kind of the timeline. And we've got an architect from Mississippi State that's already been up here. We've got people that's already looking at the campus and ideals. But there's a lot of things going on just to get us there.
Yes, sir.
And, Sandy, this fish fry is one of them.
Yes, sir.
So we're excited about that. May the 24th, that, again, it just worked out special for me. 27 years ago, God saved an old drug addict in Prentice County, at East Boonville Baptist Church. Saved me, radically started changing my life. And here we are. 27 years later, we're sitting in Aucoin County, helping men from all around the South, really, from all around the country, to get help.
Yes, sir.
And to my left is the first guy that checked into the Freedom Center, and, you know, to the guy that's sitting in front of me. When did you finish the Freedom Center?
December the
6th of last year. So he's been out a while, but, you know, we got alumni night coming up too.
June 19th, yeah, 6 o'clock at Living Free behind Magnolia Funeral Home. So I'm going to be sending out reminders to all the graduates, alumni guys, you know, please come out and support us. It's going to be a huge night. Again, that is June 19th at 6 o'clock. I couldn't be more excited, though, Tommy. You know, there's nothing more I love better than fried catfish and auctions. So I think I'm the most excited guy in the room.
Look, Sandy, he gets excited about any type of food. I ain't seen anybody like him.
Well, we're from the South. You know, you got to like it.
Well, listen, that day you're going to be able to get to-go plates. You're going to be able to eat inside. You can stay, hang out. We ain't going to roast you off.
That's right.
I mean, you can come hang out the whole day.
You may get hungry again.
Yeah, we'd like to eat twice, maybe three times. I know some of my guys can do that.
That's right.
So, yeah. So, we're excited. May the 24th, starting at 10:30, they're going to be selling fish with all the proceeds to go to the Freedom Center to help men struggling with addiction. Yeah, big thank you to Duke Conway, Sandy Coleman. Y'all got such a big team.
We've got four or five folks with cookers, and then we've got the runners, and we're just very, very blessed.
Been doing it a long time.
We have. We enjoy doing it and helping folks.
Yeah. So the busiest folks I know Duke works, and I mean, Sandy's the tax assessor, and they devote on many Saturdays helping families. We're going to take our last break, and we'll come back and wrap this show up and talk about fishing.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back. It's our last segment. We're talking about the big fish fry that you're going to be seeing a lot on social media and other things about that's coming up May the 24th at Living Free Ministries. Dude Conway, Sandy Coleman Mitchell, and them, they're going to be cooking fish, and they got white beans, cornbread, hush puppies, desserts, and all that. You can come there and eat, or you can get it to go. And then they're going to have a big auction going on. So, and all the proceeds that day is going to go to help you, Ronnie. It's going to go to help the Freedom Center.
At the new location, yes, sir. It's much needed. You know, I can't express it enough. You know, we're at capacity. We've been at capacity for months now. And this, I'm just super excited about what the community is doing, you know, in our community just to make this happen.
Well,
it's huge.
One of the things I heard years ago, Sandy, was that pour yourself into something that will outlive you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, this campus that's going to go on out here in our county now, that's it's going to outlive all of us. And down the road in years to come, there'll be people from all around the country come to Corinth, Mississippi to get help. And it's because this community helped to get it started.
Yes, sir.
And this fish fry will help get it started. So, again, we need money to pay for the fish.
Yes, sir.
$3,000. You can go to Briggs, or you can bring a check and make it out to Living Free Ministries. Then we need bottled water, canned drinks. You can drop that off at my store or at tax assessor's office.
Correct.
And what else?
Desserts.
Desserts. Yeah, we need desserts. You probably don't need to drop that off with me until the day of.
Right. Yeah. About Friday.
Yeah. and stuff. But so to make it a big event, we need the community support.
We do. Yes, sir.
But it's come through for you every time.
Always. Done. Always.
So we're excited about this. And again, it's May the 24th, a week from this Saturday, Living Free Ministries, out behind Magnolia Funeral Home, fish fry. All the proceeds is going to go to help the Freedom Center. So, again, if you need to help or if you want to help, get in touch with me. You can text me 662-603-9829. You can drop by my store, or you can reach out to Ronnie Martin,
which is 662-416-0234.
Go by the tax assessor's office and ask for the lady that's in charge,
there
Sandy Coleman.
I tell you what, I have a great staff. They will be glad to help as well. I can't brag on them enough.
Yeah.
They support all the things I get us into.
Well, I'm sure that's a lot. There's a lot of other things going on in our community. The Lighthouse. The Lighthouse Foundation, they're on John Street. Brother Gary Cadness and his crew is celebrating 30 years. And they're going to have a thing in the morning. They have Friday morning prayer things. That's how the Lighthouse really got started 30 years ago. A group of men from all different denominations and race came together and started praying for the city of Corinth and how they could help. And that prayer group still goes on today, but the Lighthouse and the Freedom Fellowship and all that was really birthed out of that prayer group. They're going to celebrate in the morning. My understanding, Ronnie, they brought a Cajun from Louisiana to cook breakfast.
They did.
Yeah, so he'll be running wild all week, and they're going to have breakfast and a program in the morning at 7 o'clock at the Lighthouse from 7 to 8. So everyone's welcome to go by and see that or be part of that. Encourage Gary and all that. So we're grateful for the Lighthouse in our community.
Yes, sir.
All right, my wife texts and says Sandy is the best. She didn't say nothing about Tommy. She certainly didn't say nothing about Ronnie. But, yeah, but look, we're thankful that you took your time today, Sandy.
Well, I'm just thankful to help. I love helping people.
Well, you do a great job.
Well, thank you.
You and that whole group, man. Fundraisers has been limited to us. We've kind of handpicked. You know, y'all, the Rooster Run a couple of years ago really helped us. And when Dude called me and wanted to do this, so we said yes. It's because of Dude and you and that group, we said yes.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, and we're thankful.
We appreciate it.
We're thankful for what they do. She said they've done it for 10 years. raised probably close to $500,000.
Yes,
for families in our community.
Yes.
So, hey, got another chance next Saturday to help. May the 24th, right there at Living Free Ministries. Any more things, Ronnie, tonight at Living Free? What's going on?
At 6 o'clock, so we're going to have a testimony night, you know, where people can share just a short, brief testimony of their, you know, what the Lord's done in their life. You know, it should be a big night. You know, the Lord's always working in our community at Living Free and the Freedom Center. You know, it's just, you know, again, I love being able to do what we get to do and see the Lord move in all these young men and women's lives. It's a beautiful thing.
Sandy, tonight, your friends from Cossack Methodist Church is going to feed us.
Oh, yeah.
You know that group?
I do. They like to cook.
Yeah, they like to eat, too. They are kind of folks. But they feed us the third Thursday of every month. A big shout-out to Pastor Randy and Ronnie Paul and that whole group. That's another group that's making an impact.
Yes, sir.
And what's that young girl that helps them? Anita, what I call her? Anita Joe.
Oh, Antha Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I called her the young girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Big Mama.
Yeah.
Big Mama. Yeah. That's right.
She
yeah.
keeps them in line out there, oh, I'll yeah, tell they, you.
Everybody needs a Big Mama in your life. She is the missionary of Alcorn County.
Yes, sir. And Kossuth definitely is her pick. And we got a lot of benefit things going on out there in Kossuth in our community.
It's just another group that's making a difference in our community, and we're thankful for that. Tonight at 6 o'clock, Living Free Ministries, everyone is welcome, invited. It's testimony night. Psalms 150 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
That's it.
So tonight we're going to give you an opportunity to praise the Lord. And then we'll have a meal from Kossuth Methodist Church after that. So you're invited to be part of that. Now, Ronnie, if someone's listening and they want help or they really think they need help, how do they go get that?
So, yeah, so just go to our website. It is CorinthFreedomCenter.com. You know, that's our website. Or you can go on our Facebook page. Click on that and message us. Or the third way is my cell phone, 662-416-0234.
One more time, Big Fish Fried. Next Saturday morning, starting at 10:30 at Living Free Ministries, Dude Conway, Sandy Mitchell, and that crew will be cooking fish, white beans. All the proceeds goes to the Freedom Center. We need money to pay for the fish. Go by Briggs or reach out to us, and we'll get that took care of. We always end this time by reading out the book of Jude, and I'm just going to read a couple verses, and that's our closing thing. Sandy, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming today. I know your schedule's busy. Thank you for coming. You filled in really for Dude, and I got the A-team, okay? All right. So now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now forever. Amen.
Amen.
We'll see you next week.